Time for the Daily Sports Report. I'm Dave Strand. Just Dave on sports. They can't be stopped. The New York Rangers, even when they play badly, somehow post another W. Last night, the Carolina Hurricanes had their backs against the wall, returning home to Raleigh down 2-0. Canes played well, coming back to tie the game in the last minute in regulation. But 1:09 into overtime, Brad did his thing. Artemi Panarin, known worldwide as Brad, because his last name is so close to Panera, took a pass close to goal and shot the puck between his legs to win the game 3-2. Canes have been close. They've lost every game of this series by a goal, two of them in overtime. Rangers can move on with a win tomorrow. Their co-Madison Square Garden tenants, the New York Knicks, hold a 2-0 lead over the Indiana Pacers. But tonight could be an issue. The injury curse has hit again. Do everything forward. OG Anunoby is out with a bulky hamstring, and their engine, Jalen Brunson, is a bad foot. So maybe Josh Hart can play two positions for 40 minutes? What's wrong with the Boston Celtics? The best regular season team over the last 3 years. They always lose in the playoffs to what on paper is a less talented team. So it was last night. Cleveland Cavaliers used Donovan Mitchell's 29 points in a team-wide effort to pound the Celts 118-94. So what's the problem? Other stuff, TNT may be losing the NBA after becoming the flagship of the league for as long as anyone can remember. Broadcast contracts for the next half decade are being awarded. ESPN and Amazon Prime have already been chosen. League can make a deal with TNT, owned by Warner Brothers Discovery. I'll go back to NBC and Peacock. Problem? WB Disco president David Zaslav was quoted last year as boasting, "We don't need the NBA." And now he may not have it. One thing for sure, it'll be tougher to easily watch pro hoops next season. New coach needed for the Phoenix Suns. Frank Vogel fired yesterday. Just Dave on sports. Have a great weekend.